Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Proverbs 4. For the last several weeks, we have been studying the subject of the wisdom of God. And we've been getting something based on this. Proverbs 4:5 says, get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. She'll preserve you. Love her, and she'll keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. So what? So get it. Beg God for it? No. Get it. Get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. What's the recurring theme here? Get it. Who's the understood subject? You. You get wisdom. You get understanding. Get it. Get it. And so we've been using our faith and walking in the light we have every Friday night, coming to get. And I believe it's so with many of you, hopefully all of you. But I know for myself, I have gotten some. I can just tell. Anybody besides me? I mean, I am seeing things with greater differentiation and discernment and understanding, and man, it's helping me. And I believe that this is seed that's taking root in us, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow and grow, and we are going to walk in the wisdom of God. Amen. And be spared all kind of stuff. Amen. Yeah. Right? And come into all kind of wonderful things. Yeah. By the wisdom and understanding of God. So much that's wrong in people's lives is due to ignorance and confusion. There's just so much we don't know. But God doesn't want to leave us in darkness. He's given us the light of His Word. He's given us the Spirit of wisdom. And He said, get it, boy. Get it, girl. And you say what?
Yes, sir.
And wisdom is crying, saying, hey, dummy, come here. I'll show you what to do. You won't be a dummy anymore. And we have to say what? Yes! I want my wisdom, and here I come. This is from previous lessons we've talked about. Wisdom cries for us, and the Bible says we're to desire and cry for it. Well, I don't care how far apart you and I are in the field. If I'm calling your name, hey, and you're calling my name, and we keep coming for each other, calling each other, what's going to happen? We're going to get together. And that's what's happening with you and I. And wisdom. Now, we've looked at a number of things, and if you hadn't been with us, then tapes are available. You can download it free off the internet. I'll just review for you just a little bit. We talked about becoming wiser. We talked about wisdom and understanding, how you got to be teachable, how you got to watch your words, how who you hang with and walk with. If you walk with wise, you'll be wise. Walk with fools, you'll be foolish. We talked about the counsel of the godly, counsel of the ungodly. We talked about there's a devilish wisdom. We talked about the wisdom of Daniel. And we talked about wisdom and riches. They go together. When wisdom shows up, the Bible said in one hand is long life, and in the other hand is riches. So you ought to be interested in it. And we've talked for a couple of sessions on discernment. Discernment, wisdom, and understanding include discernment. And discernment just simply means being able to tell the difference, to know the difference. Now, tonight, I want us to go again to Ecclesiastes 10, look at a scripture that we've looked at before, but see another side of it. Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, verse 10, we saw this in our first lesson, and we'll see it again. Ecclesiastes 10:10 says, if the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, which means he doesn't sharpen it, then must he put to more strength. How many can testify that you have personal experience with that? Dull knife, dull axe. What do you got to do? You got to saw harder. You got to hit it harder and with less results and inferior results. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Say that out loud. Wisdom is profitable to direct. The Living Bible says a dull axe requires great strength. Be wise and sharpen the blade. The NIV says if the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed. But skill will bring success. Now, does that sound familiar to you? Well, we learn that the words for wisdom literally means skill. Skill. And a wise person becomes skillful in the art of living, where a foolish person bumbles and fumbles through life and just keeps messing up more than they get right. We don't have to live that way. Because the wisdom of God's been given us. In fact, the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. And the Spirit of God who lives in us is also called the Spirit of Wisdom. The Word of God is called the words of wisdom and the wisdom of God. We've been given wisdom and access to unlimited wisdom in God. But our part is to what? Get it, access it, use it, act upon it. Now, last week, we were talking about some scriptures in Proverbs I want to remind you of. In fact, turn over to, the 28th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 28 and 19. We looked at this already. We'll see another side of it. It says, he that tills his land shall have what? Plenty of bread. But he that follows after vain, the word persons is there, but really it's in italics. It just says vain, or we might say vanity, shall have poverty enough. Everybody say vanity.
Vanity.
Vanity. Now, one of the wisest men in the Bible, Solomon, penned a book called Ecclesiastes. Remember that? You know how it starts out? Vanity of vanities. Everything is vanity. Well, what does vanity mean? When we hear vanity, we think haughtiness and pride, but no, that's not right. Now, there are words in the scripture that mean that, but not this. You need to think V-A-I-N, vain. Something that is in vain is what? Y'all are quoting the exact definitions of it. One of the Hebrew words literally means hollow. Hollow, or we'd say empty. Let me read some other words to you. Hollow or empty, worthless. Worthless, another word is useless. Worthless, useless. Another one is to no purpose. For no benefit and no purpose. Another one says fruitless. So when he says vanity of vanities, everything is vanity, and I'm going to talk to you about that tonight. What is he saying? It's all worthless. It's all useless. And he goes through great detail about what's useless and why it is. Now, this comes back to what we've already mentioned. A wise person knows what is valuable and what is worthless. A fool does not. A fool does not have the discernment, the understanding to discern between what is worth my time and what is a waste of my time. A fool does not know the difference between what is a waste of my money and what is good use of my money. Do you see this now? It's very significant to understand this tonight. We are not fools. God has given us wisdom. And we're laying hold of our wisdom. And so in that, He is giving us discernment to know the difference. And the wiser you get, the less you waste. Now you've heard the old saying, waste not, want not. Well, that actually, no, not every old saying is correct, but that is a scriptural principle. We've already talked about that, you know, in talking about wisdom and riches, wisdom and wealth. We gave you instances of people I know and other cases. Somebody started out, one individual I told you about, started out with $50 and a set of tapes on how to be led by the Spirit. And now is a multimillionaire. Have you ever had $50 and a set of tapes? Well, why aren't you a multimillionaire? Or why don't I have more money than I do? And this is where people get into this. A lot of folk don't like this kind of talk. They look at you like, well, that's not for everybody. Yeah, it is. See, that's where people get into the no-fault religion. That's why a lot of folk like other churches different from ours. Because they just want to go and not stay long. And they want people to tell them that nothing is your fault. If your needs are not met, it's not your fault. God just didn't see fit to do it. If you're not healed, it's not your fault. If things don't go right, if you're a failure in life, God in His mysterious ways saw fit to ordain and destine you to be a failure and broken sick. For reasons you'll probably never understand in this life. But it's a lie. I said it's a lie. It is not true. It is not true. The truth is, you and I could already be really, really rich with the money that has already come through our hands. You and I could be super rich right now. Why? Well, we wasted it. We blew it. For nothing you can show for it now. Right? So it was vain.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Waste, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602-O. That's R-1602-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.